This is Wasim, WASIM, official AFCAL, dictating for Dr. Tahir Muhammad, and date of service is 23rd January 2013. Patient name is Calbert, Calbert, Kevendolyn, Gwendolyn, 48-year-old female. Date of birth is 03/13/1964. Primary care physician is Wilkins, MD resident, Bradley, Bradley.
So how are you doing, Dr. Radhika?
Next paragraph, cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, reason for visit is a new consult. Next paragraph, dear colleagues, we had the pleasure of seeing Miss Calbert Kevendolyn, 48-year-old female, African American with past medical history. Significant for leukocytosis, uterine fibroids, and iron deficiency anemia. And she came to our clinic as a new consult. Next paragraph. On today visit, she is for consultation of her heart. Cardiology consultation because she is having episodes of palpitations 10-11 days ago, and where for which she was hospitalized in DMC, Detroit Medical Center, Harper Hospital, and she was diagnosed as supraventricular tachycardia, and she was given aspirin and diltiazem, and she is taking her medication regularly. She denies any chest pain, any shortness of breath, any racing of heart now, and any leg claudication. Any orthopnea or PND. Next paragraph, past medical history, leukocytosis, uterine fibroids, iron deficiency anemia. Past surgical history is not significant. Medications, she is taking aspirin and diltiazem. And diltiazem.
Who touched my arm?
Diltiazem, 30 mg, 1 tablet every 6 hours. Next is aspirin, 325 mg. And one tablet daily. And
buy what?
10 oranges.
Oh, at the where is it? What's
and it's Randazzo. The place is
M. Randazzo.
Social history. Patient denies any smoking or any IV drug abuse or any substance abuse. But patient takes alcohol occasionally. And family history is an family history is not significant. The allergies, there is no known drug allergies. And next paragraph, physical examination. Please copy the normal physical examination from cardiology clinic note. And next paragraph, vitals are today blood pressure is 123/79, pulse is 97, weight is 217 pounds. And height is 5 feet.
Oh my God, I should go there.
Next paragraph.
The fruits
are EKG done on today on 23rd January 2013 is within normal limit. And echocardiography done on 13th January 2013 and shows a small left ventricular cavity. Left ventricular thickness might be mild to moderately increased. And normal left ventricular systolic function with ejection fraction is 55% to 60%. And
try that.
Forget oranges.
But pulmonary function test done on 19th October 2010 that shows the mild restrictive pattern.
That's it.
And that mild pulmonary restrictive process is going on.
You will find parts. No worries.
So thank you.
The serum electrolytes done on 14th January 2013. That is sodium is 140, potassium 4.4, and chloride is 107. And that is within normal limit. And
When I went to Chicago, yes.
The hemoglobin is 12.5. And RBC is 5.7 and WBC 11.8. That is done on 14th January 2013. Assessment and plan is patient has congestive heart failure. Patient has supraventricular tachycardia. Patient is advised to stick on the same medication, that is diltiazem 30 mg every 6 hours, aspirin 325 mg OD, and if the patient again feels racing of heart or palpitations, she is advised to see again. And we will refer him to the electrophysiologist for further evaluation. And thank you for allowing us to participate in care of patient Gilbert Gwendolyn, GLBERTGWENDOLYN. Our phone number has been provided to him. We will see the patient Gilbert Gwendolyn, and after 2 months. Meanwhile, she is instructed to continue to see her primary care physician. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Wasim Afzal, WASIMAFZAL, dictating for Dr. Amir Kaki, this is the end of dictation.